Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
We track down the people who disappear out of your life, and we find out why. Today, we are going ghost hunting for Courtney, who's looking for a friend of hers.
Yeah, Courtney is looking for her friend who has been a girlfriend of hers for a couple years and then has vanished. And if you are a new parent especially, you might want to pay attention, because I know why the ghosting happened, and I don't think it's all that uncommon. Courtney, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Who will we be ghost hunting for today?
We're going to be ghost hunting for my friend Melanie.
Okay. What happened with you and Melanie?
Well, we're in this really great group of girlfriends, and we've known each other for about 2 years, and we have so much fun together, the whole group. And Melanie and her fiance and my husband and I, like, we hang out a lot, or we used to. I always just kind of thought I'd be a bridesmaid in her wedding, but now she's ghosting me. And I feel like because she's ghosting me, all these other girls are ghosting me too.
Aww.
Like, they're just, you know, like, I text them and they're really vague and they don't invite me out anymore. And she's not available to do stuff anymore. I've offered to host girls' nights and no one's responding. And I don't understand what happened.
That's so sad.
Do you think it has something to do with her fiance?
I don't know. I mean, we all get along so well. Like, you know, her fiance and my husband get along well. And, you know, we've always done stuff together. So I don't think it's that.
Maybe not necessarily the fiance as a person, but the transition of her now becoming a engaged woman. Like,
I
maybe.
I hope not. We've always gotten along really well. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I did anything, but.
Yeah, so there have been no, like, tough conversations or anything where there was conflict?
No. I mean, honestly, like, it was just kind of, you know, kind of all of a sudden, we just kind of got ghosted. It was just weird. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I haven't been available a lot lately, and maybe that's it, but.
That is so heartbreaking. It is harder. It has been harder in my life to lose girlfriends than boyfriends.
Really?
Yeah. For some reason, that is just really hurts your feelings.
It's so different.
Yeah.
That's happened to my wife, Callie. I'm just like, well, if she's not calling you back, let it go.
Yeah.
You know, Elsa, give it the Elsa. And she's like, but I can't. I need to know what happened.
I know. It's so weird. It's like a guy you can be dating can fall apart and it's like, whatever. But the girlfriends, that will stay with you for years until you figure it out. So that's what we do for ghost hunting, Courtney. We track down the people who have ghosted you. We figure out why, and we get you the answers that you need, even though sometimes they're not the answers you want.
Yeah. Well, I don't really care. I just want to know.
We have already talked to Melanie, and she gave us a very, very clear reason why she has disappeared.
Is it going to sting?
I think it's going to sting, but the good news is there's something you can do about it.
Oh.
It's fixable.
Okay.
I don't know how much it's going to sting, but it's fixable.
Okay.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Ghost hunting is in progress on the Jeff and Jen Show. We track down the people who've disappeared out of your life, and we're doing that today for Courtney, who's wondering, where did her friend Melanie go? Everything was going along great. They're part of this girlfriend group. Melanie and her fiance hung out with Courtney and Courtney's husband. Things seem to be great, and she really has enjoyed this friendship for the last 2 years, but all of a sudden, Courtney's getting ghosted, and she wants to know why.
Courtney, are you ready to hear Melanie's reason for disappearing on you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, and she does expand this. Like, you were correct that it is kind of a group decision for all of them. But like I said, I want you to know that there's light at the end of the tunnel, because it is fixable, okay?
Okay.
The reason why we're not as close
as we once were is because Courtney had a baby, and that is all that she talks about, which is fine. I get it. I have two kids of my own, and being a new mom, you know, that's it's a lot, and I get it. But the problem is she doesn't ask about me and how I'm doing and how my kids are doing and how my life is and how my husband is. Like, she just, all she talks about is her baby, her baby, her baby, her baby, her, her, her.
You do have children, though.
Yes, I have two kids.
Right. And you were not like this when your kids were born?
I remember talking to my friends and asking them about their lives and how they were doing, and I'm not like that, but that's how Courtney is.
Does that make any sense to you?
I mean, I talk about my kid, and I, you know, I grew a person inside of me, and you know what? Yeah, I'm going to talk about her, and yeah, I'm excited that she's here. And yeah, I had an amazing pregnancy and an incredible birth experience. And I want to share that with my friends. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Does it make any sense, though, that she's feeling like that's it's an imbalanced conversation, that you are talking about your daughter and not asking about their families anymore?
I'm sorry if my daughter's just more important to me than her kids. I mean, I'm sure I asked her. It's just I don't get it.
She says that you don't ask her. Like, you can't say I'm sure. Like, the way she feels is that you don't ask her. So you can't argue with the way somebody else feels unless you're certain that it's untrue and that Melanie's just overreacting and Melissa and all your other friends.
I mean, they know how amazing life is with children. Like, they have to understand. Like, I'm going to want to talk about it. I don't understand.
Courtney, I have two dogs. Both of them are adorable. And I don't talk about them nonstop.
But those are dogs. This is a person.
Yeah, thank you. I agree with her on that one. Sorry, Jeff. Dogs and kids don't compare. I mean,
wow.
Courtney,
okay.
I get it that you're so head over heels for your daughter. I feel the same way about my kids. But sometimes that veils you to the reality of the way you're acting in public. You kind of miss the fact that you're being a weirdo. I mean, this has happened to me with several friends in my life where it balances back out once their kids get older, and they, like, once your kids get a little older and that you get a little bit more used to it, you don't only talk about that, but you have to realize that if it's your only topic of conversation all the time, you're driving other people crazy and you don't know it.
I guess. I mean,
it's tough love, but
she is my world. She's my world. Yeah. I can't help it. That's my world.
But just like your daughter's your world, Melanie's kids are her world.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I guess I'm so in love with my kid, and I spend every waking moment with her, and I don't understand how people wouldn't get that. So.
All right.
Well, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
Hi, Natalie in Douglasville.
She needs new friends. If that baby girl is the love of her life and her friends can't see that, she needs new friends.
So you say it's the friend's fault. You say good riddance.
I do.
Different Courtney in Roswell. Welcome to the show.
What a terrible group of friends. If they were real friends, they would have talked to her rather than collectively talking as a group and deciding to, like, phase her out. That's awful. She deserves better.
Is it possible that maybe she's just a little too focused on her child and not asking them enough questions about their own children?
Well, yeah, but how could she know? Maybe she doesn't realize she's doing it, and that could have made that difference and say, hey, like, you're not, this isn't a two-way friendship, rather than just all back, like, talking behind her back.
So what do you want? You want people to, like, talk to her face and, like, confront her?
I don't know how you would bring that up.
decent adult and a decent friend. That's what you do. It's awful the way that these girls are.
Hey, conflict.
Nope. I don't know. How would you bring that up, though? How would you say, Courtney, do you talk about yourself and your kid too much? Like, how do you even broach that subject?
I would bring in pictures of a lot of babies.
Okay.
And but make sure every one of them is better looking than Courtney's, and then play a game called Who's the Prettiest Baby? And then when she sees hers as last, it would probably humble her a little bit.
And then
what I would do.
She would ghost you.
Francis.
Courtney is not a listener. She is not listening to what is being said to her. She's listening to respond and not listening to understand. That friendship is a two-way street. You have to get to give. And if the conversation is always about her child and never really engaging in her friends' lives, what if Melanie had something going on? I mean, I don't know if you guys picked up on it, but I heard Melanie say, my husband. Well, it's already clear that she's missed the marriage of her friend. Because when she talked about her, she said she was engaged.
Oh, so, yeah.
I mean, she's got to be open to listening to people and understanding and being able to take feedback and constructive criticism. And it doesn't sound like she's quite there yet.
Well, the thing is the friends, the people on the friend side are all starting to call in. So Janine is going through those right now, and we'll be able to take the opposing viewpoint calls here in like 3 or 4 minutes.
That'll say, okay, tone down the my baby's the best baby that's ever been born talk?
Yes.
I see. Star 94.1. We just went ghost hunting for Courtney, looking for her friend Melanie. They were ghosting on her, Melanie, and a whole bunch of other friends, and we found out it's because Courtney is totally focused on talking about her daughter, and it seems pretty one-sided.
The first batch of phone calls that we took right after it happened were all people who are on Courtney's side. They're like, your friends just need to understand. You're a new parent. This is all you're going to want to talk about. It's the friend's fault. And as soon as people who are on the friend's side heard that, they were like, nope. Picked up the phone and started calling. So let's say hello to Sarah in McDonough. How are you?
Good. I'm on the friend side. I feel like if you're going to have a girl's night and you're trying to hang out with your girlfriends, then nobody really wants to talk about their kids 24/7. Like, isn't that who you're trying to get away from?
It's like the friends that just talk about kids 24/7 don't know they're doing it. And they don't know that they're alienating everybody else by doing it because they're so caught up in that moment of their life. So I almost feel bad saying it, but I've got kids, and even when I'm with my friends.
We know, Jen. We know.
I know, but even when I'm with my friends with kids, like, I don't want to talk about kids. Like, I want to talk about something else sometimes.
But isn't it more of a, when you have kids, isn't it more of a group conversation? Because don't you want to compare, like, poops and ear infections?
Sometimes when you're actually with your friends, you want to break from all of that. I do anyway.
So you don't want to spend 24/7 talking about poop consistency and tonsil size?
Actually, no.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tabitha in Lawrenceville, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I would really like to have some of what this new mom is drinking. I have 2 kids of my own, one of which is just 3 months old. And I look forward to every Tuesday, my oldest and a friend of mine, we each have kids that are same age. We go to Chick-fil-A. And we just sit and we talk about life and our 2 kids and just everything. And it's a two-way street. Like, I need her just as much as she needs me because life is crazy. And yes, I think my kids are perfect, but they're, it's just rough being a mom of 2 kids sometimes. And you just need to have that mom friend community. And I would be lost without it. Like, I look forward to people saying, Tabitha, your kid's crazy. And like helping me throughout this journey.
But Tabitha, the problem is your children are not perfect like Courtney's are. Courtney has a special child.
Listen, we all have special children. Why there's a thing called alcohol on the weekend.
And Tabitha's right. It's a two-way street. You lean on each other for that. If it's only one way, then that just gets old fast.
Ariana in Paulding, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi, I just wanted to say, like, I'm pregnant, and so, like, I used to talk about my baby all
the time. But then people were like, oh, she said baby. Oh, she said she's pregnant. Everybody take a shot. And it wasn't like we were at the bar or anything.
Awesome.
It was just like because I would talk about it so much. And so that sort of like brought me into perspective that like, oh, wow, I'm talking about this too much.
So your friends made a joke about it and you got the picture.
Yeah.
You got the message. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for the call, Ariana.
No problem.
It's so sad to throw shade because it is this magical, amazing experience, like what she's saying about getting pregnant, you're having a baby. But there are some women who think they are the only ones who have ever done it.
Yeah, well, just talking about it nonstop, especially if you're not pregnant and not having a baby or never had one, it's kind of like, all right, I don't get it, but cool, you know? Okay.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.